SportingLife.com. Expert insight, passionate opinion, and in-depth analysis for the sports you love. All for free.
Well, delighted as ever to be joined by Patrick Mullins. Take a quick look ahead to the weekend in Ireland. And Patrick, a couple of rides for you at the opposite end of the spectrum. It's a rude debut for It's For Me, a horse of Davil Jacob, who was over with you this week, gave a favourable mention in his Sporting Life column. So no pressure there.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Chestnut, white snipe, not overly big. He won a point-to-point with the Crawfords, though, and was very good there. I don't know an awful lot about his sire, French sire, but he's done some nice work here. And Navan, it's always difficult to go to Navan. It's very much an away game for us. It's like going, like United going to the Etihad. It's Gordon's backyard. And I'm not sure our strike rate and bumpers up there is fantastic. But, and again, Gordon looks to have one that'll be difficult to beat. Horse called My Trump Card, who I actually bred. He's out of Screaming Witness, who was my first ever ride in the racetrack. So he was very eye-catching in a maiden hurdle. And that's a real bumper pedigree. So he'll probably be hard to beat, but I would expect It's For Me to run very well. I'd be disappointed if we're not playing there. And, you know, if it doesn't happen for him on Saturday, I'd imagine he'll win next time.
And the horse you know plenty about has been fantastic to you over the years, Billaway, back in the Hunter Chase on Sunday.
Yeah, great to get Billaway back again. I mean, he's been a fantastic horse. Any owner will be over the moon to have a horse like him. He's brought him to Cheltenham, Aintree, Punchestown. I was looking the other day. I think there's only three horses in the yard that have won more races than he has. I think maybe Sharjah, Energumen, and possibly Shaq and Francois. You know, he's been an incredible horse, and there are very few horses I get to ride year in, year out. So great to get back on him again. I don't think he's ever actually won first time out. It's, you know, he only takes a run. Now, he was unlucky one time in Fairy House. He made a bad mistake the last. And look, last year, we ended up coming here to Thurles because he'd got a bit of a setback and missed Down Royal at Christmas. And obviously he won in Cheltenham and Punchestown. So we just decided to stick to the same programme this year. So he'll run here, he'll run again in 3 weeks in Naas, and then he'll go to Cheltenham after that. So look, he's in great form, but he normally takes a run to hit top form, and March and April are the time we're really looking for him.
Fantastic. You touched upon Chacon Passoir earlier. He stepped up to 2.5 miles on Sunday. We're fascinated to see, but he's in a warm little heat there with a couple of stable mates too.
Yeah, it's a fantastic race. There's been worse grade one races ran. So it's brilliant for Thurles to get a race like that. Like Fakir Duderies is obviously a top class 2.5 mile chaser. So he sets a fair standard. And Chacon obviously has all the penalties as well. He has to give weight away to good horses like Otto and Calaire, Lifetime Ambition. And Royal Rendezvous, I wouldn't forget about him, but he probably will take another run maybe, but he has a very high rating. You know, the trip is going to be interesting. You know, Shaqin, I suppose, sometimes hasn't been the strongest finisher over 2 miles, but you know, maybe going a stride slow over 2.5 would help him see it out. But now that he's getting older, and you know, the likes of Energumen and Blue Lord in the 2 mile division, we're having to explore other options with him. Again, he's a horse that usually needs his first run. I was quite taken with his first run, actually. I thought he was travelling quite well until he made the mistake, the second last. And this will be a fact-finding mission and tell us where we're going for the rest of the season.
Patrick, just at the layman, you touched upon it there. Are two races at 2.5 miles, do they tend to be run differently to 2 mile races?
Yeah, well, look, it obviously depends on what's in the race at the time, what horses are there. But, you know, obviously, in 2 mile chases, a lot of time you can get horses who want to get out, rock, and just keep jumping. There's a lot more jumping in a 2 mile chase than there is in a 2 mile hurdle. There's only 8 hurdles in a 2 mile hurdle. There's 12 fences in a 2 mile chase. So you can tend to be ran quite frantically. Over 2.5, you often find a lot of horses there can be a little bit more conservative. But look, again, it depends. It depends on who's in the race.
And we need to mention the Mayor's Novice Chase, another strong department for the team this year. Allegri de Vasse is in there. She looks really promising.
She is. Looks. I'm not sure we've ever had a mare as big as I was saying, as big or as strong as her. You know, she's wider than Annie Power and taller than Vroom Vroom Mag. You know, I thought what she did at Limerick at Christmas was very, very impressive. Obviously, against opposition, she should be doing it too. And again, this race looks, to be frank, you know, it looks a fantastic opportunity for her. But Breeds Hill did run very well the last day when splitting Journey For Me, and Flame Bear, but you know, we'd be hoping Allegory will have a clear round, jump well, and be on our way to Cheltenham.
When it comes to racing, visit sportinglife.com to get ahead with expert analysis, tips and opinion, plus our unrivaled fast results and race card services, and free video race replays from every UK and Irish racecourse.